Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise.
I've learned a lot about hypnosis from you and doing interventions with you and how you've taught the clients about the percentage of people who are kind of hypnotizable and also, I guess, to varying degrees, really, is a better way to say it. And what makes someone so? And also your own story about balking at the notion that you were hypnotizable, which brings us to talking about Dr. Margaret Singer, who I'm going to be doing a bonus episode about and doing the people whose shoulders I'm standing on bonus episodes, and James Randi's bonus episode also, and others, because, you know, you want to give credit where it's due. And I think also with Joe Zimhardt, who's been on the show, these are names that are going to come up in your story. But first, talking about being hypnotizable and what makes someone more or less so?
So, well, maybe I'll just talk a little bit about the context of understanding it and then answer that question a little bit. So, because I filed a lawsuit against the university in federal court in Washington, one of the things that we had learned to do was to levitate to save the world, but it sounds crazy. And our attorney explained to us that we were going to have to convince the jury of our peers, and this would be primarily a middle-class population in D.C., why this, you know, white kid from Florida, from a middle to upper middle class family could believe any of this. I mean, why should they give you anything? So there was that element. And we had to figure out, like, how are you going to explain this? And one of the experts in my case was Margaret Singer. And so I knew about the lies and I was uncomfortable with what was going on. But there were still things that were happening inside my body that I would, maybe we could call spiritual experiences. I would feel the kundalini energy, bolts of lightning going through my body. I would shake. I mean, these things continued years after I had been meditating. So it sort of, it indicated to me that they were real. I just, the whole thing wasn't real, but that was real. And I was confused. So in the research on TM, there's a chart book. It's called Charts. And they're given an introductory lecture, and there's all these charts of the research on TM. And the first one shows that when someone practices TM, their metabolic rate drops to about twice as deep as deep sleep. And that when someone is hypnotized, their metabolic rate goes up. And so this is what we told people. This is what I believed. So Margaret Singer, I was telling her about these internal experiences I had of seeing light and feeling this energy. And she asked the question to me, would you think maybe you were being hypnotized? And I said, no, because in TM, you know, actually we become resilient. You can't, you know, and so I would tell her this. And there's actually a part of the teaching procedure that said, do not look at somebody because they'll feel like they're being hypnotized. So Margaret said that to me, and I said, I don't know. And she said, well, if I was to hypnotize you, what would do you think I would do? And I said, I don't know. I'm just going to stop there, just jump back. Joe Zimhardt and I were at a convention of the skeptics in Berkeley, and James Randi was there. And so I was went to Margaret for a few hours. Jose Mart was at this convention, and he came to pick me up. So just all of those characters were in the part of the story. So Margaret asked me this question, what would I do? And I said, I didn't know. And she started telling me a story about a building that was like 10 stories tall, and I don't remember the whole story. And the next awareness I had was her doorbell ringing and Joseph Hart walking in and saying, why is Pat laying on the floor? And Margaret Singer, in her very motherly way, always did therapy with people. There was always tea and toast involved. She was sipping her tea and he said, oh, he didn't think he could be hypnotized. And I just wanted to show him he has a little vulnerability.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.